Hello, it's Ken Morgan here again, this time with a classic audio presentation from South Plainfield Library. With Halloween just a couple of days away, we're finishing off the season with an encore. Once again, we're presenting the famous, or infamous, Mercury Theater radio adaptation of War of the Worlds, starring Orson Welles. Now, this puts me in a bit of a tight spot as far as my intro goes. See, I did a pretty extensive one for this production last year, including details on how it was made and the panicked reaction. It'd be cheating just to put up that link to the intro, so I'm going to have to write a new one. I'll try and make it interesting. War of the Worlds was originally published in 1898. I said 1897 last time, sorry about that. And it's considered one of the earliest stories of an extraterrestrial invasion of Earth. Now, beyond the sci-fi surface elements, author H.G. Wells meant it as an allegory of the effects of British imperialism. Well, that's been largely set aside in the public eye, particularly in the later adaptations. Now, the story remains popular to this day. In addition to the Mercury Theater production, which is possibly the most famous adaptation, there have been about half a dozen other official movie adaptations, plus a few unofficial ones. The best known of those are the 1953 George Powell production, which we had hoped to get this year, and the 2005 film from Steven Spielberg. Now, both of these are available on DVD here at the library, in case you're interested. And there are a great many other audio, TV, stage, print, comic book, and even musical adaptations and reworkings of the story, including ones with outside characters like the Doctor, Sherlock Holmes, and even Superman. We can find those for you if you're interested. Now, this time around, we again have an added attraction. It's The Hasty Hare, a Bugs Bunny cartoon featuring the second appearance of Marvin the Martian. Director Chuck Jones said that the idea behind the creation of Marvin was to come up with a character who was capable of tremendous destruction, yet appeared thoroughly unthreatening. Marvin has also made a great many reappearances, frequently pitted against Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century! We'll see about getting his debut cartoon later on. Now, don't forget about our revival of the in-house movie presentations from recently released DVDs. They'll be starting up again in November, and you can call us to check on the schedule. However, be advised, space is limited for these showings, so you must pre-register. Meanwhile, we're still interested in your comments and suggestions about our classic movie presentations. We can post them on our Facebook page, or you can post them on our Facebook page, sorry about that. You can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or you can call us at 908-754-7885. See, even with the in-house movies, we're still going to be continuing with these classic presentations. Well, for as long as we can find classic movies to show, anyway. Well, thanks again for stopping by, and we hope you have a happy and safe Halloween, even with Martian war machines marching through Middlesex County. And now, once again from CBS Radio in 1938, here's The Mercury Theater on the Air with The War of the Worlds. And from Warner Brothers in 1952, here's The Hasty Hare. Hope you enjoy them.